Welcome to Sunday Commentary, a weekly program designed to break open the Sunday Scripture readings. Join us as we listen to God's Word and seek to grow in our love and understanding for the good news in our lives. And now, Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman.
The liturgical scripture readings for the 14th Sunday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, "Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exult, exult with her, all you who were mourning over her. Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over Jerusalem like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem you shall find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice and your bodies flourish like the grass. The Lord's power shall be known to his servants." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Let all the earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
He changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy.
Hear now, all you who fear God, while I declare what he has done for me. Blessed be God who refused me not, my prayer or his kindness.
Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Galatians. Brothers and sisters, may I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me, and I to the world. For neither does circumcision mean anything, nor does uncircumcision, but only a new creation. Peace and mercy be to all who follow this rule, and to the Israel of God. From now on, let no one make troubles for me, for I bear the marks of Jesus on my body. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for this harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you. Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town.' The 72 returned rejoicing and said, 'Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name.' Jesus said, 'I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, Kevin, we are opening up the month of July with a 14th Sunday in Ordinary Times.
Yes, July. Summertime is kicking into full gear. We do hope that everyone enjoyed their July 4th holiday. And as we're talking about summertime, remember, God does not take a vacation from you. So please do not take a vacation from God. You can go ahead and find local parishes for Mass when you are out and about in travel. And why not take us with you? Take the Sunday Commentary. You can listen, of course, to Mater Dei Radio Live. You can listen through the Hail Mary media app that you can download. You can grab us on all of your streaming platforms, Spotify, iTunes, other things like that. And just a little note, Carla, this has kind of been fun. We are now up to 6,500 downloads, and our top three countries outside the United States are France, Germany, and Canada.
Ah.
So to our brothers and sisters out there, we actually were thinking, we're coming up on our 20th anniversary of the commentary. We also are getting ready for Share-a-thon in October. And we were thinking, hey, if you're in one of those countries or in the United States, email us at info@materdeiradio.com. Tell us how you found us, how the podcast has helped you, or how Mater Dei Radio has helped you, and we'll see if we can work something in on the Share-a-thon.
That would be interesting.
We're going to see how that all works. But
yeah,
we want to really thank you for making us part of your lives and how important it is to spread the gospel. So please continue to listen and enjoy the summer. So, and we're going to hop into our readings today. So let's go ahead and start with the prophet Isaiah.
Yes, we have this reading, and it paints a beautiful image of Jerusalem as a nursing mother, you know, nourishing and comforting her children as they return home from their time of Babylonian exile. This is, remember, the prophet Isaiah. And this promise would have been comforting to the Jewish exiles. But just as important as the comfort that they derive is also the lesson that they should derive, the lesson about how things should happen in their future. You know, the reason that the tribe of Judah was taken captive by the Babylonian king in the first place. Essentially, they had a bad leader. It was Judah's king, Jehoiakim, and he was a bad man, and he refused to repent, even when he was warned by the prophet Jeremiah about the terrible things that would happened to him and his nation if he continued in his sinful practices. But that's the thing about sin, mortal sin. It numbs the conscience and it blinds the soul. Even as God is shouting and pounding and blasting his warnings to get our attention, we're unable to see it or hear it because we've stripped ourselves of God's grace and we've put ourselves on a path to self-destruction. And it's heartbreaking because it affects not only the person who's on that path to self-destruction, but all the people who love them and care about them and depend on them. But even so, that doesn't mean it's the end. God always has an escape plan. He's always showering us with his grace, even those in mortal sin, although they cannot access that grace because of the blockage that they've built. But in the event that the tiniest crack develops in that blockage, that's all that's necessary for God's grace to penetrate even the hardest hearts and the most hardened sinners.
And you talk about God's grace. We see here Isaiah talking about how Jerusalem's being described in female and motherhood terms. And as a mother who cares for her infant, there's so much great intimacy between the creator and the creature. And I hope that that breaks through that sin that we tend to turn God off on. And, you know, we see God caring for his chosen people, Israel. And as Christians, we obviously see the typology of Christ in the church. But oftentimes, you know, there's a tie between the first reading and the gospel. And sometimes it's very obvious and sometimes it's not. And in this case, it was not obvious for me. So I spent some time with some commentaries and then some prayer. And that tie that I see today, I'd like to focus on the line, "Lo, I will spread prosperity over Jerusalem like a river." Now, what prosperity will God spread? That's sort of the question. Now, God doesn't promise to line our pockets with cash. And, you know, most times God's prosperity comes to us in health or long life or descendants. Perhaps the greatest gift that God gives to us to be prosperous is the church and the gospels. And that's what I think is the tide of the gospel today, in which we read about the commissioning of the 72. The 72 missionaries bring the good news, the prosperity of the gospel to Jerusalem and the surrounding region. And they bring the healing and peace-filled message of Christ to all those who are willing to listen. And that's the true prosperity. So I see a beautiful kind of typology or prefiguration of prosperity to Jerusalem in the first reading that really gets fulfilled in the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not immediately obvious. It took a little bit of thought. Like, how do I make those two ties? So
yeah.
That to me was the tie here today. Well, let's go ahead and move to the second reading. We hear from St. Paul to the Galatians.
Oh, yeah. Now, and in these verses, St. Paul is basically rebuking those who are trying to force their idea that circumcision must happen before the Gentiles can be baptized, you know, for the Gentile converts. Now, there were Jewish converts who, you know, that they held fast to the belief that unless this circumcision happens, then they shouldn't be baptized. But St. Paul's reminding them that life has meaning only insofar as it is united with the cross of Christ, and that it's not through circumcision that we become a new creation, but rather through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit through our baptism.
And you mentioned the cross of Christ. You know, really from a worldly view, there is no boasting in the cross. There's no boasting in weakness. There's no boasting in dependence. That's how we live. Our world teaches us today. You know, the world wants us to point to ourselves and revel in our pride. But Jesus on the cross stands in judgment. That is the judgment seat. He is in the center between the two thieves, judging between those who repent and those who do not repent. So which thief are we? The one who repents or the one who continues to mock our Lord in pride? So we boast in the cross because that is the judgment seat, and that's where we choose for Christ as he stands there in judgment in of our lives. And how beautiful that cross really is when it's looked at in that perspective.
It sure is, yeah.
Well, we're going to finish in the gospel today. It says here, the Lord appointed 72 others. Now, I'm not exactly sure why the NAB translates the number as 72. The RSV translation uses 70. Apparently, ancient texts use both numbers. But the number 70 seems to make more sense to me just because I see Jesus patterning his missionary effort on Moses, who commissioned 70 elders to be prophets in Israel. This comes from Numbers chapter 11. And Genesis chapter 10 describes the origin of the 70 nations of the ancient world. And of course, that's where we get our name, the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Alexandrian Hebrew canon, which was translated by 70 scholars. Hence the name Sep for seven, Septuagint. So that's a little bit about that number, but let's go ahead and dive into that reading here.
Yeah, and the reason, well, why is he? Why is Jesus sending these others on ahead of him? Well, he planned to visit these towns and these places, and so that's why he sent them on ahead. And then they came back, and they were just shocked. It's like, wow, look at all this great stuff we can do. And they discovered that even the demons were subject to them in the name of Jesus. But what does Jesus do? He redirects their focus, and he reminds them that the real victory is in heaven. And that's a good reminder for us. You know, we've all got talents. We've all got unique gifts. And we're very blessed, you know, to have these evangelists like Dr. Scott Hahn, Dr. Peter Kreeft, EWTN that was established by Mother Angelica, and even our own local modern day radio station. And this is really great with all this talent and unique gifts that are shared in these areas. But we have to remember why. What's the purpose of all this, right? This is so that we can bring others the good news of the gospel. Because just as Jesus was sending out the others to visit these towns and places, he also wants to visit these people. So we have to remember why we have these talents, why we have these gifts, and what is their purpose.
Amen. Amen.
You've been listening to Sunday Commentary with Kevin Doran and Carla Wehrman. Produced at the studios of Modern Day Radio. For more information about this show, go to moderndayradio.com. That's MATEREDEI radio.com.